The sky is the limit for Amazon. Its stock passes 700, is 1,000 within reach. It's all coming up on the Tech News Briefing.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Shares of Amazon crossed 700 for the first time on Tuesday. That's a record high and $10 above the previous record. Where does it go from here? Let's go right to the story. Joining us now is MarketWatch tech reporter Jen Booten. Welcome, Jen.
Hey, thanks.
So, big news, obviously, Amazon stock closes at a record high. The question now becomes, will it hit 1,000? What's the sentiment out there?
The sentiment from one analyst who works for Bernstein is that it will hit 1,000, and that price target is one of the most bullish on Wall Street right now. So it's important to know that the average right now sits in the 800s. So that's a significantly higher. But he's pretty confident that it will go there because he believes that the street is underestimating a lot of Amazon's really strong qualities. They're not quite adding in the cloud service. Amazon's doing a lot to cut costs, and people, perhaps he says, are underestimating just how much that'll help improve the company's profitability over the long term.
Right. And, you know, Amazon's making a lot of news this week. It recently just announced its new video service, and I imagine that would have had an effect on the market as well.
Yeah, I think that also helped the stock yesterday. Like you said, close at a record high, and the stock's up another 1.5% today. So the video service is an interesting concept because it competes with YouTube a little bit. It's not going to be YouTube in that YouTube lets anyone pretty much upload content. That's where you get all the crazy cat videos from and whatever it is.
Of course.
This is a little bit different because it's aimed more towards professional kind of content creators. And I think that the company is hoping with that to just attract more people to the platform, which in turn will help grow the subscribership of its Prime, which is where it makes a lot of its money, and that continues to grow. And then that also brings people maybe to the Amazon ecosystem where they want to shop more.
And, you know, speaking more to video streaming for just a second, Amazon, it seems like dominating retail wasn't enough. It seems like it's making moves and trying to become a huge multimedia enterprise as well. You can really see them just trying to expand. So I'm just curious about the general feeling among investors at this point as far as the future goes, you know?
Right. I think the fact that the stock continues to hit all-time highs is an indication that investors are pretty upbeat about this. It seems like they continue to... The analyst yesterday from Bernstein said that the company just is so profitable right now, it can't even find enough things to invest in. That's
right.
How much money it's making. I mean, it was a very bullish note, and that seems to be reflected in its share price and what the broader investor sentiment is, because the stock is up like 40%, I think, over the last, you know, couple months. It's vastly outperformed the broader market. So I think that the sentiment is that they're growing into this massive multimedia company, as you said, and people kind of are starting at least to put them in the same category as Alphabet, which is the parent of Google and all of their properties. And it seems to be that high of a valued company. I mean, if they do hit 1,000, their market cap will almost be the same as Alphabet. So I think that everyone's pretty bullish at the moment.
Yeah, it's not bad to be Amazon right about now. Jen, thanks as always for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For more podcasts, please check us out at wsj.com/podcasts and become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And now, if you have an Android device, look for us on the Google Play Music app. Just search WSJ. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.